Now it's time for another all-exciting breakfast show challenge with me, JP.
And me, Rollo.
And, of course, we've just found out a very interesting survey, Laura.
Indeed we have. Bradford has just been voted top of a poll, but a good one this time, the friendliest neighbourly place in the country.
So we thought we'd go along and find out everyone's favourite neighbours, so we've journeyed along to Ramsay Street, but unfortunately, Laura, the budget doesn't push as far as Australia.
Not on this occasion, but we're going to see if we'll get lucky and if any of the neighbours on Ramsay Street in Bradford would be happy to give us a cup of sugar. Let's trot over the road and see if anyone's in number 20.
Yeah, my favourite number between 18 and 22. Let's pile on in. Let's go. Let's put a bit of a brisk stride.
Now, we know they're in because we've seen them, but will they answer the door? This is the question. Oh, such a wuss. Okay, we just tried another number on Ramsay Street where they're clearly having a domestic.
Right,
so we thought better of it. So there you have it. Let's try another street.
So, Laura, we've tried to see if there's any friendly neighbours in Ramsay Street. Not done very well so far.
No, but that's mainly because everyone's been out Ramsay Street, not quite living up to its reputation.
So we've decided to try my old stomping ground in Greyfriar Walk, where I think I was an excellent neighbour up until I moved. So we're just going to try a rat-a-tat-tat.
It's like the
Dazzle.
Do you want to chat on my skin then? Hello!
Jonathan and Laura from The Brekkie Show, how are you doing, Betty?
Very well, thank you. What are you doing at my door?
Well, we've just found out a new survey that Laura's going to tell you about.
Yeah, Bradford has come top of a poll, but a good poll. It's been voted the friendliest, most neighbourly place to live in the UK. So we thought we'd put that to the test and go out and meet some of Jonathan's old neighbours, see if he was a good neighbour, and see if anyone would lend us a cup of sugar if we needed it.
So, first question is, can we borrow a cup of sugar?
You certainly can, Jonathan,
Hooray!
Yes.
And the second question, Laura?
Was Jonathan a good neighbour?
He was a little terror.
In what way was he a terror? What did he do?
Well, he was only a little lad when he lived down here, you know.
Now, what we'll do is, if you want to give us a bit of sugar, we'll hear it go in the cup and then we'll leave you be.
All right, then.
Come
on,
then.
Invited in.
I've been invited in. Oh, it's tea time.
Yes, it's
perfect time.
Do you really want sugar?
Yeah,
just give.
We'll have a teaspoon.
Right,
yeah, that's lovely. We've got coffee there. The hospitality knows no bounds.
Right, shake it.
Yeah.
I'll be right in there, JP.
Yeah. Just pour us in a bit.
Come
so
in.
Here we've got... Oh, that's lovely. Thank
that
you very
good.
Much. So, Betty, a great neighbour, and we've got the sugar. Right, we've moved up. Let's see if it's the same lot. We're at Castlehaven now, number 4. I don't think anyone's in here, Laura.
This is a bit like This Is Your Life for your neighbours.
Here we go. Confident knock. Have you got a cup ready, Laura?
Ta-da!
Please join me on the doorstep. Oh, there's someone in.
Hi.
Janet.
Yes.
Jonathan and Laura from the BCB Breakfast Show.
Doing, Jonathan?
Oh, has he changed?
No, he hasn't.
Bradford's been voted the most neighbourly place to live in the UK.
Okay.
We thought we'd go out and put that to the test. We tried on Ramsay Street because of the neighbours' connection.
Oh,
it
nice.
Wasn't that friendly.
So I actually remember that the most neighbourly street in Bradford was, of course, Greyfriar Walk. So we thought we'd find two things, Janet. Firstly, could we borrow a cup of sugar?
Of course you can.
Ta-da. Thank you very much. And the second one, I'd like to know what Jonathan was like. Was he a little toe rag when he used to live around here?
No, Jonathan was a lovely chap. Little boy, he was lovely, always polite. It was his brother that was the other one. You were lovely, weren't you, love?
I certainly was. So yet again, another wonderful breakfast show challenge.
Indeed, thank you.